It is 5:30, Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. Calling to order the Tewitt Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners meeting for January. Amy, do you have an announcement?
I can address the public comment.
No. I'm asking you if you've already turned on your recorder. Oh, okay. Thank you. Public comment.
Amy.
Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. At the last fire commissioners meeting held on December 12th, 2017, Commissioner Conley was rude and out of line, and he chose to confront me regarding recording the meeting. I decided to put an end to this behavior by requesting the document that the committee had referred to justify their behavior. The document I received was an email from the district clerk referencing Mass General Law 39A S 20F. Going forward, when I enter the hall, I will notify the chair that I will be recording the meeting. Then, as I did on December 12th, I will turn on my recorder as the chair opens the meeting. It will then be the chair's responsibility to notify the other attendees of my recording. My response to this situation is that Chairman Pisano and Commissioner Conley should have been aware of the wording in the statute and have understood the statement, "Is there anyone recording the meeting?" that the chair asks at every meeting. That statement applies that a recording is already in process, not that the participant is asking for permission to begin recording. I'll give you each a copy of the email provided by the clerk, and I'm hoping that the committee will now understand the statute and their responsibilities. I am also asking that Commissioner Conley do the right thing and be the gentleman that I hope he is. I see that he isn't here tonight, and publicly apologize for his behavior at this or a future commissioner's meeting. Thank you, Amy.
I already have a copy.
You
thank you.
So that you know that I'm correct.
I know that you were incorrect in your behavior. You had been warned about it on three prior occasions. You never made the appropriate prior announcement, which is what I was asking you for tonight. If you choose not to record, that's fine. But in all prior instances, you have never approached me and alerted me in advance, which is your responsibility in the terms of the law, and I'm not going to debate it with you, and I don't believe this board owes you an apology. You're no longer in public comment. Please take a seat. Ms. Cates, please take a seat. You are no longer in public comment. Any other outbursts, and you'll be asked to leave the meeting. By the way, roll call. Present.
Zace.
Pisano.
Barely here.
Thank you. Review and approval of previous meeting minutes. We have copies of the minutes from December 12th. I've already reviewed them.
I have reviewed them.
I move that we accept them as presented.
So moved. Second.
In favor, Pisano.
Zace.
Carried. Thank you. Fire Chief's report, monthly activities.
Month of December, we responded to 49 responses, 37 medical, 1 appliance fire, and 11 service, good intent, or false alarm calls.
ComStar report.
ComStar's report's been attached. Nothing out of the ordinary report. We're in the process of switching to Pro EMS. So it'll be one more month's reports from ComStar. We're switching over to Pro EMS as of the end of the month.
As the end of the month of January?
The end of the month of January, correct. Actually, I will still have reports because they're going to continue to follow up on bills for the next, I think it's 6 months. So they will continue to process bills they've received. All new ambulance transports as of February 1st will be processed by the new company.
So for a period of time, we'll be receiving?
Two reports.
Yes. Thank you. FY18 budget review and status. I had a question about line item 5133, the longevity pay. Is that paid in some asymmetric way that it is?
It is. It's paid at the anniversary date of the employee.
Ah, okay.
So it's calculated for the year in advance. I mean, we know what the longevity is for each person. We know in advance when it occurs, so it may not accrue evenly throughout the year, depending on when people hired.
Right. And the other line item I wanted to inquire about is 5310, legal services, where we've already exceeded the allocated amount. Do we have an updated status on that?
We do. For the fiscal year, legal expenses, not including union negotiations, are $13,608.94. So that includes open meeting, IG, requests for records, IG, and open meeting law complaints.
And this is the same series of complaints we've noted before from Ms. Cates and Ms. Gardner?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Everything else seems familiar. Personnel.
We did interviews for EMS officer last on the 12th, the 12th of the month, and have promoted firefighter paramedic Shane Clark to EMS officer position. He started on the 12th. He's been working very hard on recertifications for our staff. Half of us recertify this month, our EMS certification, so he's working hard on that. Firefighter Medic Kate Halloran graduated from Academy on Monday, so we're going to be excited to have her back. We have a new SOP on sexual harassment. It's a new sexual harassment policy that Chris Dolly has worked very hard on with the help of EAP. That's been released. That's all I have on personnel.
What about the, speaking of Chris Dolly, senior grant money?
So Chris Dolly has applied for, on her own, she applied for a senior safe grant and been awarded it. So we were awarded $1,613 for a senior safe grant. Those funds will be used for senior safety education. She's working with the Barnstable Senior Center to identify which seniors need assistance. It could be CO detectors, smoke detectors, extension cords, handrails, things, safety articles for seniors in our community, in our district.
Very good. Well, I also wanted to just make mention, please extend the congratulations of the board to Firefighter Halloran on completing her academy training.
I will, thank you. Thank you for attending the graduation, too.
It was my pleasure.
I'm sorry I wasn't there. I was out of town. I understand. There'll be more graduations to come. It was actually, it's a good place to visit. They have an amazing training academy up there, and it's worth a drive if you ever have time to take a look at it.
I used to live nearby, and we've gone there.
You've already seen it?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. I love when they set the fire on tower.
We were very fortunate. One crew was training in the fire building and another in the smoke tower when we were there, so we got to see both of them. Facilities.
We've been busy with facilities. We've completed transferring our generator over from propane to natural gas. So we're on natural gas. Propane tank's been removed, which was a bit of a hassle, but we got it removed. They started digging today for the new septic system, so they've got part of it installed. So as a result, our parking lot's been taken up for the next week. We're using 56 High Street for parking.
So they estimate about a week till completion?
They were estimating a week, but we'll see. I hope it's a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be nice. Administrative, going to talk about that at the same time? This is IT here.
Yep.
So network and computers, Secure Networks is still working on our email system. Hoping they get that up. They better get up and running within the next month. And the new Wi-Fi for the station. We have gotten Firehouse put into the cloud, so now our records management for fire calls is in the cloud. They are working on connecting that up to the CAD system, as well as ImageTrend. They're working on connecting that to the CAD, the CAD feed, the computer aided dispatch feed. So they're in the process of doing that. We're also still working with the town of Barnstable and OpenCape. The town of Barnstable has approved using their fiber optic network to run OpenCape internet to our facilities. We're waiting on to see what the price is going to be on that. So that's hopefully going to be reported on next month. That's all I got for facilities.
When Secure Networks completes this next stage, we will be able to get off of. Because I'm continuing to have problems getting.
It's.
Okay.
A well-known headache, and this is a sort of a, I think something that just sort of comes along with it, which is a real benefit, real plus.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay because they're setting us up as a nonprofit, and it took a little bit to get that application done. So our cost for Microsoft 365 and Outlook
Office.
And all that is next to nothing because of that, but it just took a little while to get that process, so that was what the delay was, the holidays. So,
I mean, don't you actually have to have a
503C? We do. We have the Kootenai Firemen's Association.
Oh, okay. So there's another designation than, let's say, a sports team in town or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It is good.
And you'll teach me how to use all this stuff.
Well, the email will be far easier. You chose Outlook, as
yes.
I understand it, right?
Yep.
So, the what is that again? MegaNet?
Hopefully, we won't be talking about that much longer.
And will this also link then into the other boards' emails?
So, everyone will be able to, as I understand it, we've asked, I think the chief asked for, to include the other committee members.
We have, yes. So they'll have email as well as cloud space. So we're moving our server to the cloud, and they're setting that up so that the Prudential Committee and Treasurer will have space on the cloud to store their files as well.
In a secure petition.
Very good. The roofing.
roofing, nothing new on the roofing. We haven't any new updates. I'll probably get one more quote before we finish up our budget, so we have good numbers for the article. But we're looking at about $50,000, I think, just in case, to be on the safe side.
All right, because we will be trying to get a final draft of a budget proposal to submit to the Prudential Committee at their February meeting.
Right. We've got three quotes on roofing right now.
Okay, good. And even though this will have to be a separate article, since it'll be sponsored by the fire board, we need to have that at least at the numbers level put together for that.
We're also hoping we have enough money left over after the septic, because we got that at a really good price. Hopefully there's enough money to repave the driveway this spring, so as part of that project. So we'll be getting prices on that shortly.
Good.
Yeah.
That was originally included in the warrant. We didn't know whether we would have enough money to actually get it done.
Bortolotti just came in with a great price.
Yeah.
Really good price, yeah. Far less than anybody else.
All right. Apparatus.
263 had some repair work. The pump switch was repaired. 263 is one of our bumper trucks. 269, which is a Ford Explorer, like an errand around town vehicle. The starter had to get replaced. And the newest addition we have a new Coast Guard boat to the, The U.S. Coast Guard gave us a 29-foot, three-year-old surplus boat for free. They paid $311,000 for it 3 years ago. It's been delivered. It is going to, it's got a tiny bit of damage to the bottom. It's got a three-inch hole in the bottom of it, and it's getting welded up. Price for that was less than $1,000. That'll get done tomorrow. And after that, it the only thing it's going to be missing is electronics. They stripped the electronics off of it. So we've been talking with the police department. They have all have agreed in principle to share the resource as a patrol vehicle, a patrol boat for them, as well as emergency response, that we would dual staff, dual train, stored in Katuit on a dock. We do not have an MOU signed with them, but we're working on that right now. So they've committed to sharing the expenses on us with us as well.
Do you have any idea what the extent of the cost will be to put the electronics that need to be on the boat on the boat?
Yeah, so we've got a price for the radar, GPS, all the electronics to get it up and running. The quote we have was less than $5,000, around $4,500. And that would be radar, GPS, depth finder, everything that we need to run the boat. We're also,
And radios?
And radios, yes. Yeah, and radios. I've reached out to, or I'm in the process of reaching out to some citizens in the community to see if there's any desire for donations. So I would not be surprised if I can find someone local that wants to outfit the boat for us. So I'm working on that as well. So we have the money to budget either way, so we can outfit it with what we have in the budget, but I think we get a free boat, maybe we get free instrumentation.
When you say we have the money, it's not like we had anticipated this. So
no, we didn't. Are funds in the administrative account and the vehicle repair account that would be able to fund that, the electronics, if we chose to do that. We're also anticipating surplus in the old boat, so we've talked about articles and how we dispose of the old boat, and it's probably worth, I haven't looked the number up, but probably somewhere around $20,000 is what the district's going to get out of that. So at the end of the day, the district should actually make money on this project.
Well, we could talk about this later. It's not really business per se, but you know, have you seriously thought about trying to, you know, making a donation oriented thing, for the electronics?
Yeah, I was approaching some people in the community that donate to other causes regularly,
okay,
and
okay,
see if they would they're interested in donating to this cause.
Cool. Okay.
Terrific.
Do you have a designation, a number for it yet?
For the boat, it will more than likely be 266, the same number as our current boat.
Okay.
But that's kind of part of what we're working on with the police department with it. They've got designations for their vehicles as well. So I guess we're not set on that number. If they have some other number that they're excited about, then it doesn't really matter to me what we call it.
Car 66.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Sorry.
And that's it for apparatus?
That's it for apparatus, yes.
Okay. Under new business, the boat dock options.
So we've been working with the harbor master, Katuit Miskiliuk, trying to find a permanent solution for the docking the boat. Living a boat on the trailer doesn't work for emergency response, so it needs to be in the water. The harbor master is committed to working with us to find a solution, whether it's on the town dock or helping us to expand the Katuit Mosquito Yacht Club's dock, where we would fit there. But those projects with permits will take over a year to get done. So neither one of those, without significant public complaints, will work out probably for this year. So what we would like to do is keep it at the existing dock. So the dock we had last year, the owner of that dock has offered to let us use the dock again. He has committed to charging us $5,500 for the year, which is less for that boat than what we would pay at a private marina. But but it wasn't free like it was last year. So I would recommend that we sign a contract to put it on the dock for the $5,500 for next year. It will be paid for with this year's budget out of the administrative account. There is the money in that account to cover that and make every effort to find a permanent solution for the following year.
Don't you put up a dock? Don't you put up a dock off here?
What a great idea.
There's actually a moratorium right now in the Three Bays Area Four docks that I think they're thinking of. I think the town councilors have put that in place, but I think, especially with us sharing this boat with the police, I think we may have the kind of traction we need to get exemptions to that, to either find someone in the community to put a dock in that would commit space to us or expand an existing dock in the community. So I think we're going to have the backing we have to make something happen for a permanent long-term solution within the next year.
Okay. Well, we'll have to talk about it more in February, because it'll have to be, there'll be a number of pieces of this that will have to go into the budget planning.
Right, yeah.
Plus, we will need to prepare an article to get permission to sell the existent 266. We need to find out about the mechanics of all that.
As far as signing a contract for the existing, for that dock we have, $5,500, do you have any objection to us using existing funds to secure that dock for the following year?
Are you getting pressured to have this signed ahead of our budget presentation in February?
No, I'm not getting, I haven't got any pressure from the owner of the dock. I just was concerned that he may find somebody else. He's committed, he is intending to rent the dock out to lease the space to one boat. He only wants one boat on the dock. If he doesn't get us, he's going to find somebody else. I think he would rather know sooner rather than later, so I was hoping we could commit to him to taking that space at that agreed upon price, but it would be this year's budget funds. Next year, like I said, I'm hoping we don't have to pay for a space the following year, next year's budget, 2019.
You have thoughts?
I'm just wondering about the, I was just thinking about it. So how much is in the administrative, is that in the,
what was your question?
How much is in the administrative fund?
I think there is $15,000 in there right now, I believe.
What line item is that?
It is.
And when we go to town, village meeting or the budget meeting, do we talk about what that administrative is? This administrative, is that 5343?
It's 5343. Yes, there is.
Do we talk about what that, the use of those funds is intended to be? I'm just wondering about. I don't have the warrant in front of me from last year.
This wasn't a budgeted item for last year. Yeah. The administrative fund was kind of a catch-all for different things such as this. There isn't any, I haven't found any other category that really closely approaches what this expense would be.
Well, I do think that I think it's incumbent upon us to have a spot for the boat.
I agree.
I would feel more comfortable about certainly nailing down the spot of the boat rather than going out the electronics, especially if we potentially might get donations for that. So I think we've got to have a place for the boat. If the dock owner is actually sort of open marketing his dock, or her dock, and we can, what other potential expenditures might we look to that line item for over the next 3 or 4 months?
I don't have any significant expenses that I'm aware of coming up.
You see where I'm going here.
I do. I would. Right. Yeah. As historically what's been done is towards the end of the year, we tend to find the things that we put off and find ways to pay for those towards the end of the year with money that hasn't been used. So those funds could potentially be used for, I mean, one of the engines needs new nozzles, but they work with what we have, so we put off till the end of the year to make sure we're not over budget. So we try to put off unnecessary expenses towards closer to April or May. So we've got a list of things that would come up, but nothing that would approach that amount of money.
Any way we could ask him if he'll take split the payments or like a deposit or something like that? And actually, I guess sign a lease. The department probably needs to have a lease agreement.
Right. I was going to write up a lease agreement to lease the dock and have him sign it. I guess I would rather use, where we've got the extra money this year, I'd rather use this year's budget money and not cut into next year's budget money.
Okay. Yep.
Just because we have it available to us. I've tried to look at other options. I've called a lot of other dock owners. A lot of docks are rated for certain size boats. So the dock we used a couple of years ago, three docks down, we're not allowed to be on it because we exceed the length. Joe Kennedy's got a dock out toward Loop Beach. He says we could use it, but the wave action there, it would be a little bit rough on the boat, and the access to it is not nearly as good. We talked to the oyster company, Katuit. They said if we had to, we might be able to put it there, but their equipment's in a way, and it would be a little bit in their way, and they would be in our way. So that's a working dock.
Admittedly, it's an ideal location.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I appreciate your concern about that account because I had the same question, but I agree with you. I think that it's more important to get this established and know where we're going to be and be able to get maximum use and training. So I think that it makes more sense to go ahead and lock up the space, even if we have to postpone the full rigging with the electronics. And that doesn't have to happen instantly. But this division into subcategories, you know, is meant to be a flexible process. We get a total number in our category, and the division within allows us the flexibility to address unanticipated or new things. But yeah, I guess all in all, I would agree with Commissioner Zace that it makes more sense to get the lease in hand. And if Barnstable PD is serious about sharing in this process, then we would expect them to also share in the operating cost, which would include the dockage fee.
They've agreed to share the expenses. We don't have a formal written MOU yet to describe how we're going to share it. The best way might be do it by the hour meter. So however many hours they use it and we use it, we divide it up, and that's how we divide expenses. So we're in the process of figuring out how we're going to split the expenses. At the end of the day, this boat should cost us less per year than our old boat costs us with a shared expense plan, as well as getting us a more flexible, safer, better asset than we had.
Well, the hour sharing makes sense on an ongoing basis, but the initial expenditures, including the dock space, is something that we would expect them to step up to a share of also.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have a formal commitment on that yet, though, so.
Right. I don't believe we need to.
Probably worth going to them and set that expectation.
I will.
Okay. Yeah, then I'm okay.
I don't think we need to do this by a formal motion either. This is within the chief's discretion.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Thank you. And just so you know, the budget, maybe you probably already know, we can spend any one of those accounts negative as long as our total non-personnel budget items overall aren't negative. So personnel money and other money, you have to stay separate. We can't use personnel and overtime and salary money for stuff, operations money, but the operations, all the, at the end of the day, all that really matters is, through accountings, is that operations money is a negative. So your total counts all added up, and your expenses and your funds aren't that they meet.
Okay.
Well, the trend line is reasonable, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of the budget. So I understand that there's some things that are going to come in big
right.
chunks. All right, enough said.
Last item under new business is the sexual harassment policy.
I'm sorry, I already mentioned that.
Right.
Chris Dolly worked very hard on that. Everybody emailed a copy of it, and we've released that for as a policy. So,
right. Is there going to be any additional training?
I think what we'd like to do is make it a yearly training. So once a year, we'd like to have some type of a recurrent training. Hopefully next year we'll get some kind of a little of a better training for everybody. It's going to be a little more appropriate, but once a year I think we'll do sexual harassment training.
Good.
Yeah, I briefed Chairman Pisano on the way over. I told him about the day. So,
yeah,
it's,
yeah, I was sorry I was ill and missed it.
The subject is serious and everything.
Yes.
The trainer.
I agree. We can do better. So I didn't. I anticipated a better training program than that actually occurred. So
yeah,
we'll get one better next time. So
good.
But I'm very happy that it was the or part of the getting it done. And and I appreciated being invited.
Thank you for coming.
All right. There's no other new business I'm aware of, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Zace.
Pisano. We are adjourned.